I'm here with Loïc Jacqueline, who's in charge of the design aspect here at the Grand Marché de Stalingrad, that's to say the big Stalingrad market. In fact, it's not an outdoor market. We're here inside a very old building. It is called La Rotonde. What was this building before it became this space, this design space, Loïc?
À la création du bâtiment, le bâtiment servait donc, c'était un poste d'octroi.
The building was originally a post for collecting tax on goods being shipped into Paris. So people working on boats would spend a few hours here.
In a way, you've kept that spirit by having now a market, a place where people can just come and spend a few hours. Is that the idea?
C'est exactement ça. On a gardé cet esprit avec un lieu de découverte, de découverte en découverte.
We've continued in that spirit. We've made a space where basically people can drop in, look around the gallery and the shop, eat, have a drink and party in the mini club. That's the spirit of the Grand Marché de Stalingrad.
C'est l'esprit du Grand Marché.
So here we are upstairs on the first floor of this space, and there's what look like dentist chairs. What are they?
Barber's
chairs. Why are these objects here exactly, Loïc?
Tout simplement parce que c'est des beaux objets, des objets qui ont une histoire, comme le lieu.
They're attractive objects with a history, just like the place itself has a history. We pick them up sometimes in a bad state, and we've given them a second life. We hope they'll end up in a good home. With these barbershop chairs, maybe a professional will buy them for their salon.
Sur des fauteuils comme ça.
We're walking now past a lovely bath, a huge. What's this object here?
Alors ça, c'est un klaxon de.
It's a foghorn, and then somebody fitted a radio into it.
En radio.
Can you turn it on?
Skyrock.
Let's see if we can get RFI.
Ah, vous voulez savoir ce que prévoit Angela Merkel en cas de victoire?
Juan Gomez doing the appel sur l'actualité.
C'est
un bon sound. Hein?
Yes.
Here we have table football in very, very good condition. This is superb. It looks like they're wearing kit from, 1930s perhaps?
Les années 40, ouais.
They are 1940s.
Ouais, alors ce baby-foot, je l'ai rénové.
I renovated the table football myself. It was in a really bad state. It's from Spain, from the 1940s.
La particularité, c'est vrai que très étrange, où les joueurs ont les pieds écartés.
What's unusual is that the players' legs and arms are apart, rather than being straight, so you can probably have a bit more fun with it.
Ça peut être une bonne grosse rigolade. Ma pièce favorite, cette pièce est très belle, hein. C'est un stormtrooper.
This is my favorite piece, a stormtrooper from Star Wars.
And he's a good 2 meters tall, very impressive, shiny white and black with a black gun here.
Très difficile à trouver. Lorsque je l'ai vu,
It's very rare. I fell in love with it as soon as I saw it.
And how much does the stormtrooper cost?
On n'a pas défini encore le prix.
It'll probably go for about 6,000 euros. As we say in French, when you love something, you just don't count the cost.
Quand on aime, on compte pas.
So this is the cafe, restaurant area, yeah?
Vous avez ici, voilà, donc derrière la carte des boissons, des pizzas.
So on the menu here, after the food and drink part, there's a menu at the back with drawings of the different objects you can buy. So you can leave with a piece of furniture, for example the chair you sat on or the cutlery or glass you used.
230 euros for this metal? Yeah, chair? Tolix chair. A glass is just 5 euros.
Ouais, c'est notre objet le moins cher.
There has to be something for everyone. But most of our objects are quite expensive.
We're going into this part of the building. It's called the gallery, which is just opening as part of Paris Design Week.
Voilà, on est dans la galerie qui était anciennement l'office de cuisine. qu'on a rénové et transformé
en galerie. This used to be the kitchen, but it's been transformed into a gallery. We'll be showcasing artists and designers.
Made in France en transparence.
We're beginning with a collective called Made in France en transparence. They've designed some good pieces. France has some fine craftspeople, and we should make the most of them.
The Made in France en Transparence collective, which is all about showing traceability in its products, was founded in 2014. It has 17 members, most of them are in their mid-30s, and they come from all over France. They're designers, but also woodworkers, ceramists and illustrators. They believe that caring about the way objects look should not be to the detriment of society or the environment. And Kellen is one of their members.
We formed the collective as a way of pooling our savoir-faire to overcome the feeling of isolation you can have as a designer when you're working alone and the difficulty of selling furniture that can be more expensive. The Made in France niche can be difficult. You always have to explain why it's a bit more expensive than furniture bought in a big store. Because the quality is better, there's the savoir-faire behind, and a lot more work. Every object has a story, in fact, and it's important for us to explain that.
There's always an histoire derrière l'objet, et ça c'est important pour nous.
Anne, can you show me what you've designed? Aha, so here you are next to your round table. Just tell me, this is a table that maybe to give an idea of the size, you could seat comfortably 8 people, I would say.
C'était à peu près pour 8 personnes, mais nous, notre credo, comme beaucoup d'entre vous,
yes, this one seats about 8, but we do made to measure because we believe it's important to adapt to demand. Here in Paris, some people don't have much space, others have plenty, but space is always an issue. So it's important people can choose the size, as well as the kind of wood and the finish.
The Made in France label is very common now. Everybody's saying, yeah, it's made in France. And we know that it's enough for the final stage of production to be in France to get the label. But that doesn't mean that the wood came from France, it doesn't mean, etc. So just how much of this table came from France?
Notre credo, c'est vraiment que ce soit de fabrication française.
Our niche really is made in France. We work with artisans in the south of France because we believe it's important to give work to small companies who are often struggling. We aim to show our solidarity with them.
C'est du chêne.
The table is made from oak from the south of France. The steel used in the table is more complicated to trace, but it was worked by a metal worker in the south of France, and we're proud of that. We're making partnerships that are designed to last.
Qui s'est fait sur du long terme. Voilà.
So there are how many members of the collective?
Nous about 17.
Okay, 17 members.
Je pense que c'est une génération de reconversion professionnelle.
Most of us have retrained and found something more meaningful that involves more contact with raw materials and, of course, people. Mathieu, for example, came from communications and advertising and turned to woodworking in 2009. Hugo was a mathematician. I think it says a lot about our society and our generation that sooner or later we felt the need to get a more meaningful job.
De sens dans ce qu'on fait.
But why, at the end of the day, should we care about design? Loïc Jacqueline.
Ça nous entoure à n'importe quel moment. Le banc a été dessiné.
Design is everywhere. Even a simple bench was designed. When you sit down and the furniture has been badly finished or just isn't nice to look at, it affects your mood. It certainly puts me in a bad mood.
Moi, ça joue sur mon humeur personnellement. Voilà. Souvent, il y a des vraies recherches derrière. Il y a
good design requires a lot of research, a lot of human input. Each piece of furniture has a story, and that's what we need to defend. We're doing our best.
C'est ce qu'on essaye de défendre, en tout cas. Voilà.
Paris Design Week runs through to the 16th of September in some 200 venues all over the capital. From me, Alison Heard, bye for now.